to our Crimson Circle gathering here in Louisville, Colorado, for this really special time. And for those around the world who may not know, this past Saturday, yesterday, was our Independence Day, our 4th of July. Yeah! Woo! I just got chills on that. Yeah. July 4th, 1776. 238 years ago. And think about it. That's nothing. That's just a blink. That's just a one or two incarnations, right? Yeah, absolutely. Maybe a few more. Maybe a few more. We're pretty persistent, I know. And about freedom and liberty. And that's really what we're here doing. Owning and living our divinity and our freedom and our true self. And let's give ourselves a hug with that, huh? Yeah. Whoa. And then 110 years after the Declaration of Independence is when the Statue of Liberty was inaugurated. And liberty was also the Greek goddess Liberté. Liberté is the goddess for freedom. And that's, again, and again, 110 years later, just nothing, just a wink in time. So here we are, really the pioneers of consciousness. Bold. Really bold, brave, arr, spiritual pirates, yeah, arr. So we are the ones that are doing it. And with that said, let's give Jeff and Linda Hoppe a bowel-sucking welcome, huh? Yeah! Woo! Woo! Why not?
And there I am. Welcome everyone to our second shout at our new Crimson Circle Connection Center.
Sparkling.
Oh yeah. You really glitter today.
Well, I just said it's red, it sparkles, I'll wear it.
Yeah, yeah. Because you can. Hash? And with the stage lights and the audience lights, you just really kind of glow.
Or I'm a huge distraction.
No, darling, I would never
say that. I said it, not you.
Anyway, welcome everyone to this beautiful gathering. It felt so good this morning to walk in here. I got here at about 10:30. And it was so nice not to have to worry about unloading the trailer and setting up. I never did that anyway, but I worried about it with the guys doing
it. You loaded it.
But it was so nice. And the energy in here felt incredible. I mean, this is our place. And I can feel it. I can feel that Adamus is really excited about it, which could mean bad news for you today. He did warn me it's going to be an interactive day.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, you should be happy, thrilled, clapping and cheering. Oh, yes, Adamus.
We'll grade you later.
I still see people going, oh, okay.
Just check out Facebook tomorrow.
Anyway, as David mentioned, this is we're going to have our 15th anniversary of Crimson Circle next month. It was August 21st, 1999. You know, the story in a teepee. At that point, I said, that's the last public channel I'm ever going to do. Just a word of caution. Never say never. Now, because you're sure to get it right back in your face. But we are going to plan a little celebration for next month. But 15 years, how quickly it's gone. I mean, it seems like 5 years, really.
Jeff, that's a effect of age. Because when you're a little kid...
Yeah, 15 years is like...
A lifetime. As you get older,
yes.
The years go by faster.
They do.
Wow.
They do.
It's all about proportion.
So anyway, we'll plan something for next month, and we'll let you know what it's going to be. But it's we can't let that occasion pass without some sort of notice.
There are people here that were just little kids when that started.
No.
Yeah,
oh, Mark Ritter, you're shaking your head. Mark, yeah, that's me. Anyway, let's take a good deep breath as we launch into today. We have quite a bit to cover, and then, of course, we'll take a break. And come back for Adamas. So let's start out by giving all the Shambra who are listening in online a huge welcome. Let's go over to this camera right here, I believe, and give them a big hello. Hello, everybody. Wish you were here. Hey, that didn't sound very rousing. Come on. Yay! That's more like it. Good. And Linda, I know we have some out-of-towners or out-of-staters here today.
Well, we do, and we'll just ask you to raise your hand, smile big, and scream.
Scream.
Uh-huh. We have Carol Desch and Mike here. Where are you guys?
Carol and Mike.
Hey,
from Arizona.
You been doing any racing, Mike? Doing any racing?
Not lately.
Okay. And then we have Gundi Gabriel from Santa Monica. Hello.
Good to see you again, Gundi. Good to see you.
And we have Kate Henry here from Elgin.
Elgin.
And she's here with her sister, Tess. Okay.
Oh, isn't she funny? Yeah. You know, Tess is like, yeah.
Really funny. We have Christine and Sebastian from Kalamazoo, where are you? Welcome.
Is that Kalamazoo, Michigan?
Where else would it be, Jeff?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's a Kalamazoo, Florida or something. Michigan.
Probably
well, welcome.
Not, yes.
Isn't it beautiful here, Colorado? Yeah.
Okay. And then from North Las Vegas, Nevada, Nancy Wilder. Where you been?
Not here yet.
Oh, she didn't make it yet. And now, Heather, you are. Where do you live now? I hear Buffalo, but I hear Colorado, and then I hear
Heather Teach. Yeah.
Heather Teach.
Heather.
That's what I get.
I'm a traveler. I'm
so rough. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Oh. I don't think that's legal.
You know, actually, we've got video cams going here
the
time.
Creepy cams.
John, have you noticed anything interesting with that, Tom?
If you're doing it, we're seeing it.
Heather,
yikes.
Heather's like, oh, my gosh.
Call it creepy cams. Paula Biesinger from Sandy, Utah.
Not anymore.
No. Oh, you live here
now.
But that's what your credit card says.
Would you strike that from the record? she's here.
Glad you're here with us. That's what her credit card says. That's why she's on the list. Okay. And then, let's see. Oh, and that's it. There's one shy person that doesn't want to be introduced.
Okay. All right.
So I won't say
Would you mind
their name
standing up,
long.
Whoever you are?
Yeah. I'm taking every bit of resistance.
Now everybody's like, okay, who's that? Who's the newcomer? Okay, well, we have a lot to cover today, so we're going to get right into it.
Well, there's a lot of new faces in the audience. How many of you are at a live Crimson Circle meeting for the first time? Yeah.
Oh, quite a few.
Yeah.
Quite
Welcome.
A few. You know,
glad you could join us.
They must get the memo that says if you're here for the first time, sit way over there. You know, Adamas can get through there. I don't know how he does it, but he can get through. He will find you. Well, it's actually not Adamas so much. It's Linda with that microphone.
Trust me, I channel who that mic goes to.
Do you really? Would
you're
you explain that? Because people have asked before. Do you predetermine who you give the mic to? Do you look out in the audience and see?
Yeah, I
you
get
know,
this
who?
Poking, burning right here, which means turn that way. And I get this, like, pinch here, which means go that way. And
so when she's running around with the microphone, it's not rehearsed. And we have this talk, actually, once in a while. It's like, how did you happen to pick that person? And it's like, Adamas just brought me right there. So you're very special if you get the microphone.
Well, and I will warn you about something. The worst thing you can do is try to hide.
Yes, yes. You know, actually,
if you appear to be hiding, he will pick you.
I've watched it before. Those who are waving their hands, Linda doesn't go to. Like, oh, I want the microphone. She doesn't go to. It's the ones who are like, oh, crap. And so that should give you a cue. Okay. Last month was the Discovery Series 10. And it was only 3 weeks ago. I kind of don't remember because it's been so busy. Last month was so beautiful, but a little hectic, you know, getting this open, all the work that went into it. So I'm going to sit back and watch along with you as we review last month. So here's the video. Pew! Like that. Isn't that magical? It just happens. Lights. Whoa. Hell, who is that?
Whoa.
Adamas. You're here early.
Reverb.
Every one of you in the room, every one of you listening in online has some issues with biology. And it's understandable because this biological vessel has been foreign for a long time. When you came here to Earth for the first time in your angelic body, your non-physical being, and suddenly started taking on biology, it was very awkward, very uncomfortable. Now, you spent lifetimes and lifetimes trying to adjust to it, but more than anything, the biology's been like a monkey on your back. A monkey that's constantly smacking you in the head, constantly chittering in your ear, constantly crapping on your back, and you put up with it. You put up with it, and you just get used to that monkey on your back, but something intuitively tells you that it's a foreign object. It's not really supposed to be there. You've adapted to your body, but it's still kind of a foreign object, not really yours. Uncomfortable with it. We've talked in the past also about the ancestral biology. You're carrying your family's biology and your grandparents and their grandparents and theirs. To a degree, you get it, but there's still this very conflicting, sometimes combative, and always foreign relationship with the physical body. But if you're going to go into your true mastery, into enlightenment, that body is going to go with you. That body is going to be integrated. One of the things that the other masters prior to you did not do, as a matter of fact, they spent many lifetimes trying to deny the body and trying to even manipulate the body. Control the body from the mind. It simply does not work. But if you're going to go into true enlightenment, be a true walking master, it's essential that this body is healthy. Now, there's actually two huge issues. The body and the other one is abundance. We'll save that for another day. You tend to want to ignore your body, but then it screams out at you. You tend to want to just pretend that body is going to, like the monkey on your back, just going to follow you into enlightenment. But then it has aches and pains. It gets sick. You worry about it. You go out of what I would say a higher form of consciousness, worrying about it. You start fretting. You start getting back into some very old patterns. That body can stop a master dead in their tracks, literally. Dead in their tracks. But imagine for a moment, feel for a moment, that body is rejuvenating, that your body is an efficient network, and that the body is coming to life and not dying, that body is your dearest friend, this biology, your biology, my dear friends. It's time to integrate it. It's time to bring it in. It's not about fixing it or repairing it. A lot of you have been trying to do that from up here or somewhere, or going to the doctors or taking a lot of different medications. Let all that be gone. It's time to integrate it. Now, I say that, and some of you say, you want me to integrate this? You want me to bring this into the body of consciousness? Don't I need to fix it first? Don't I need to heal it or make it younger or something? No, not at all. It's about absolutely integrating it, breathing it in, right into the body of consciousness, right in there, in this beautiful soup that includes your mind, your spirit, the I am-ness. Been a big reluctance to do this in the past. But today, what a beautiful day to do it. Today is going to simply be about the integration of your physical being, the way it is, the way it is right now. Now, here's a little secret. The way it is right now is actually very beautiful. And I know some of you, particularly if you're very ill or you're in a lot of pain, you say, I don't think so. But the potential, and the reality, actually, of this integrated, healthy, energized physical being is right there. That body of yours, the biology, has all the potential to be graceful, energy efficient. It has all the potential to be your light body. What happens now if you stand up and music's playing, let's take a good deep breath. You are a master. You're connected to another master. Connected with masters viewing in online from all around the world and connecting with masters who will come a month, a year, 10 years from now to this moment that we share together. You are a sovereign being who has crossed over that line, that biological line, allowing your light body into your body of consciousness, bringing the light body into this physical reality called Earth to experience life in a new, healthy, balanced, and energized way. And as you, dear Sovereign Master, connect with the other masters, holding hands, sharing passion, sharing desire, what happens? What happens with that old equation, 1 + 1? How far can this go? When this many masters, conscious masters, share the moment, how far can the energy expand beyond just the one? This could only be done when you allow yourself to be whole and sovereign, when you are the one. Not a half, not three quarters, but the one. When you are the one, you stand here, having just allowed your light body in. When you are the one, and you share with the other one, and the other ones, what happens to the potential, the transformation, and the integration? Let's take a deep breath and just allow it to expand. Without limits. Allow it to expand in a new energy way that defies all the old physics, defies all the old protocols. How far can the one go when they are side by side with another one? Come to this point of embodied mastery. Say, I am the body. It's my body, my light body. Through this, I will experience my life in a new way, in a healthy way. The body has, in many ways, kept me prisoner up to now. But now the body is my way to freedom. my way to freely experience this sensual reality called Earth. I am the body. I am the body of consciousness. I am that I am.
I don't think there's anything more to say. There's kind of nothing. There was really a beautiful moment, and it was really a special channel. I think we've all been feeling that.
Yeah. So,
what are you going to say to top that?
Speaking of the body of consciousness, I think we're getting kind of a weirdness here. Speaking of the body of consciousness, echo.
Reverb. Ho, 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 ho.
Did you ask John to do that?
No, I didn't ask John to do that.
I don't know if you can hear that, John.
Delay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I tell you what we'll do. There we go. Much better. Thank you.
Well, he's got a double job because he's monitoring what goes out over the Internet as well as in the room. So it's a little bit of a challenge. And this is our new and beautiful technology.
Yes.
And we are still learning.
So what a beautiful session we had last time, Mirab. We did a little bit of follow-up to it. Linda and I did a show on the Awakening Zone about integrating the light body. And it was really a great show if you get a chance to listen in the archives. It was a lot of fun to do. And we're going to be talking a lot more about the light body, which I think is Adamus's new direction right now. We're going to be talking a lot more at the New Energy Conference in Salzburg in September. And if you're not able to be there in person, we are going to webcast it. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But moving along here, let's talk about last month. Actually, one of the rare months when you and I were not out on the road. But we
couldn't be out on the road. You were too busy working here.
Yeah, so we had a big event here. And just a real quick recap, some beautiful shots taken by Dave Schemmel, right, as he snaps the shot. So let's sit back and just a very quick recap from last month, the grand opening of the Crimson Circle Connection Center. And once again, great shots from Dave. And Dave, now you've got some real lighting to work with, which is kind of nice. Okay, let's take a look at upcoming events. We have some new stuff on the list,
yeah,
which we're excited to talk about. First of all, starting tomorrow, Linda and I are headed off to Moscow for our first trip to Russia. Yeah, doing two different events there. One is a Day of Consciousness, and the other is the Mystery School, New Energy Mystery School. So we've got a great team over there assisting us with Larissa and Elena and a whole group of wonderful...
Larissa Orbanova is the actual host. She is assisted by Elena. We have a really good Russian translation that we'll be doing there.
Yep. So it'll be interesting. I can't wait to get a lot of photos and report it next month what it was like to for us to go to Russia for the first time.
And play with rubles.
Yes, and, and vodka. Oh,
vodka and rubles.
I can't wait to try the real Russian vodka. So
that's a big goal, Jeff.
It is. I mean, it would be like if somebody, went to California, they want to test the wine. Somebody comes to Colorado, they want to get high. I want to try a little vodka.
That's going to, they're going to eventually make Colorado a leader. They just saw a new study that's proving that one of the ingredients in marijuana actually is proven a cancer cure.
Preventing or curing cancer.
Yeah, I mean, curing.
Go figure.
Particularly brain cancer. Now, how incredible
all
is that?
I got to pause here for a moment. For all of you who are from my generation, you know what it's like, the paranoia, the hiding, the trying to find a stash place and then not remembering where you stashed it. Oh. Can't remember.
How many years ago does that seem like?
My father told me one time when I was about 16, he said, if I ever catch you smoking pot, I'm going to turn you over to the police. I'm like, oh, my God, and I'm looking up where my stash was. I hope he doesn't find that. You know, now that it's legal, I have no desire to smoke. It's not fun anymore. But for all of us who kind of broke through those barriers of consciousness, I see a lot of heads nodding, broke through those barriers, and it was illegal because it's so bad. And look where I ended up.
It was just an herb back then. It changed a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, now they actually are finding out that it has a lot of medicinal benefits. And I heard the same report yesterday that not only will it reduce the effects of chemo if you happen to have to go through that, but it's actually being proven now that it will cure certain types of cancer. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yay. Yeah.
When we were kids, babies, everybody used to play this stupid video that the old farts made that they played to the young people. And it said, marijuana makes you want to rape and kill. And they were like, no. It doesn't.
No.
Just makes you want to sit on your ass and eat cheeseburgers.
I remember the best oatmeal I ever had because it was the only thing I had in my apartment. I mixed it up. It tasted so good. So I tried it again the next day. Wasn't very good. Anyway, we joke about it for those of you listening in online because in Colorado, it's now legal. There's a little dispensary right down the street.
Where?
But it's like no big deal. The real problem is I don't think I could handle it now. Back then, remember, you used to have to, smoke for hours. You feel anything yet? I don't think so. And now I understand it's different. But anyway, let's move on with the show. We're going to Russia.
Actually, going to Russia.
We're really going to Russia. Also upcoming in September is the New Energy Conference in Salzburg. We've got a great lineup, and we are going to be focusing on the light body, talking about that. So, again, if you're not able to attend in person, we are going to be webcasting that. We'll provide all the details about it. And not only will you be able to watch it live, but you'll also be able to have access to the files for 90 days afterwards, the video files.
And by the way, if you happen to have access and want to celebrate, Salzburg is a beautiful old city to celebrate in.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah, really.
Great lineup of speakers. Again, we're going to be focusing on the light body. We have Dr. Doug Davies going to join us. And most of you know him, but he's been doing a lot of work lately with kind of the mechanics and the physics of light bodies. So he's got some very, very interesting perspectives. We're going to have the amazing Gordon Smith, who channels Master Chi. Also does is very funny and also does a lot of work directly with the audience. So
sounds like something from Cheech and Chong.
And Gunter Sherman, who actually is not going to talk about light body, but he is so funny that you'll be able to bring in your light body laughing so hard. He talks about crop circles. He is brilliant.
Well, he's incredibly interesting because he isn't about any sort of conspiracy, or he's not focused on what created him, but literally much more focused on what do they mean? What are they telling us? And I found that so much more interesting rather than the distraction of how do they occur, because nobody seems to agree on that. So his actual insights into what they mean, what they're telling us, he's very interesting to listen to. And he is incredibly entertaining.
And he doesn't try to be,
which makes it even more funny.
Is. Wolfing von Rohr, who we worked with very closely for a number of years now. And we have our own Gene Tinder there. And she's also been doing a lot of personal work with the light body and going to be sharing with us more about what she's learned. And, of course, Linda and I. We're going to be working with Adamus and Kathumi. So it should be a great conference. It is September, I forgot the dates, 13th and 14th in Salzburg. Check on the website if you're interested.
Yeah, it is. And then next event is different.
Yeah, yeah. Next
the
event.
Same city, different.
Following right after that is Quantum Allowing. It's one of what I consider one of the basic courses now in the kind of the new Chambra era. We have Quantum Allowing, Threshold, Dreamwalker Life, and the Amyo Retreat are just really designed for the new energy. Quantum Allowing is one of those things that it's a great class because it breaks through a lot of the expectations or the thoughts about what you thought allowing was.
I'm going to take it one step further. Quantum Allowing is incredible. And what I'm really enjoying about the new events that Adamus does is they're not schools.
Right.
They're not so much workshops as much as they are personal experiences. And I say that because that's the feedback that we get from everybody, that now when we're working with Adamus in the new energy, these events are experiences. And that's what that's what each of us seems to really want to support our journeys right now, is experience with it.
Great. Okay, so then we have two new events we're just announcing here for the first time.
Uh-oh.
So I'm always excited about that.
The first is
the amazing Threshold. We've done this once earlier in the year in Cancun. It's limited to 24 attendees, and it is very, very intense. This time we're going to be doing it in a very beautiful, very special place we haven't been to in a number of years. It's the Lake Okanagan, British Columbia. Beautiful, beautiful area. That time of the year, which will be October 10th through the 15th, it should be the leaves changing. It's also wine country. It's kind of a banana belt.
Yeah, it is a banana belt. It is their wine country, and it is the full wine season celebration time. So you can imagine that this could be kind of fun.
And working with Tammy O'Reilly, we picked a very, very special resort to retreat for it. It is the Sparkling Hills Resort. It's only been open for a couple of years, kind of on the northern part of Lake Okanagan. And it'll spoil you.
It's a little bit of an Adamus joke, because what it's famous for is its gazillion millions of dollars of Swarovski crystals all over the place.
Yeah.
So isn't that kind of an Adamus joke?
Oh, absolutely. Here's a shot of the area. You can see the vineyards, the lake. Really, really
it's
pretty.
It's a really beautiful area.
Yeah. And some shots of the actual resort. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
When I looked at these, I'm like, oh, I got to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh!
Wow. No, it's the
steam. What were you thinking?
It's the steam room. This is on the internet. Anybody can see these pictures. But very, very plush. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, I can't afford it. And it's like, you know, for yourself, yeah, you can, actually.
Well, it's a beautiful place, and when you're part of the hotel, it has great food. It has it's known for its spa, and then of course you can get massages and things, but you have access to the gym and the pool and the steam rooms and the saunas. So it's quite well known.
So in the morning we have sessions. Yeah, I can't wait to try that. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I'm gonna dance naked in front of the window. Well, isn't that the first thing you thought about when you saw that? People can see right in.
A lot of hidden needs there, sweetie?
No, it's just that's the first thing I saw the picture. It looked beautiful. I was like, oh, my gosh, everybody in the whole world could see me. And it's like, so what? The mornings, we have sessions. We go from about 9 to 1 every day. Pretty, pretty intense. It just as kind of a reminder. So intense that at the event we did in Cancun, two people either broke or sprained their ankles or their feet. So threshold crossing over, and then we ended up with ankle injury. It's not going to happen this time. But just to let you know, it is very intense. So in the morning,
it individually pushes each of us.
Boy, I'm so glad Adama's isn't here to hear that. Yeah. And you always can tell whose it is, whose phone it is, because
they pretend it's not.
Yeah, it's not me. No, don't look around. Just act really bored. Don't look around. Anyway, it is available for public sign up now. Again, limited to 24 people. It's very intense and very beautiful.
And it really should be a perfect setting for it.
Yep.
Okay.
And next.
Ba-da-da.
I love this one. So it is back to Egypt.
I got goosebumps. I hope
you know. Linda and I absolutely love going to Egypt. To me, of all the things we do, that is my favorite trip. We've been there 4 times, so we have some experience with it. We're very comfortable with it. Also, with our ground operators and the people that are guiding us through, to the point that we said, you know, it's time to go back. Absolutely love it. And for every time I've gone, I've had a serious, major life-changing experience.
Absolutely.
And you'd think after the first or second time, you know, you kind of get over it, but it's magical. And we did it a little bit different this time. We said, you know, the magical part for those who have gone, how many here have been on the Egypt trip?
Quite
the magical part is the boat trip. I mean, that is. So we're focusing on that. We're going to gather together in Luxor, and then we're going to spend one night at the hotel in Luxor, then get on the boat, the entire boat to ourselves, and we're going to float down the Nile in a very timeless manner. And actually, when we were looking at schedules and trying to figure out what to do, I said, you know, let's go back to Egypt. I checked in with Adamas, and he said, absolutely, a great time to go. And he said, not only are we going to have channels with him and Kathumi, he's going to bring in the energy of Merlin, and he has a name for it, Merlin Kemet. And this was the Merlin from the King Arthur times. You know, Merlin is not, it's a title, it's not a single person. So he calls it Merlin, I think it's Merlin Kemet, I have written down somewhere. But anyway, it should be very intense. And the whole trip is about going beyond time. So it'll be a beautiful
gathering.
It's
absolutely the ideal time of year to be there. It's generally a gentler and quieter time to be there. And the truth is they would love to see us come.
They would.
So they made it very attractive. Normally, to try to get the whole boat yourself up until now has been impossible. And we said, you know, that's what people enjoyed the most. It's very easy to create this beautiful, safe, supportive space with the boat for just us. And they agreed to do it. So I've got goosebumps because it's so exciting that we're going to get to do it in this manner. And, you know, Cairo, the airport's way on the outside of town, so you avoid the challenge of the city of Cairo, and we get to start in the best place and end in the best place.
Yeah, and it's really focused on the boat. And like Linda said, whether we have 50 people or 100 people, they've guaranteed we have the boat to ourselves. And for those of you who have gone on before, you know, it's magical. It's only Chambra. You're not running into other energies, very contained. And actually, in the past, it was kind of a disappointment when we had to get off the boat and head back to Cairo. So we're going to focus it strictly on the Luxor and the Nile River.
And it's the very, very old part of Egypt when you go there, the truly most timeless. You know, in terms of linear time shifting, that's where it does it, is when you float down the Nile.
So we'll open the registration, probably on Tuesday to the Angels, and then public registration later next week. It is a 5-star tour. It's the only way to do it. We stay in really good hotels and really have a good cruise line, good restaurants.
Safe food.
Our Egyptologist this year, again, will be Mr. Hassan Khalil, who is just amazing. He's like senior Egyptologist, but and he's
trained all the Egyptologists,
yeah.
Basically. They all know who he is.
But it's funny, he's an older gentleman, very, very wise, and he's Muslim, as most people in Egypt are. And the first year he sat in a little bit on the channels and walked out quickly. The second time he sat in all the way, and by the third year he was explaining to us some of the things that Adamus meant. He was giving more detailed information, and he now just loves the channels. And Adamus, he still says, I'm not quite sure what's going on here, but the energy feels really good. So and this is the type of tour with a service that a master like you would expect. So it's truly 5-star.
And his assistant is his son, Amir, so...
Arm.
I never can say it right.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's just charming and wonderful. And it's exciting, too, because they like our group. You know, a lot of times you'll do group stuff and they don't know who anybody is and they could care less. They really like us and want us to be happy, and they love our group.
So this will be our 5th Egypt tour. We know it well. We're very comfortable. We know the things to do and the things not to do, where to focus the energy. And so many of
wear loose clothing because you'll gain weight on the boat.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
It's just incredible.
No, we're going to go into the
incredible.
Light. We're going to go into the light body thing. We will not gain weight.
It's incredible.
Nearly everyone who's gone on this tour with us in the past have said this has been such a most life-changing experience. Funny things happen on the Nile.
Yeah.
Amazing things. So just a few more of the details. It is November 9th through the 18th. It includes almost all the meals, so there's not a lot of extra charges. You got maybe 3 meals that aren't covered. All tips and gratuities, all entrances, the airport greeting, transfers. It's double occupancy, but there are single rooms available. And that also includes the arrival night in Luxor and a departure night in Luxor or Cairo. So take a good deep breath and feel into it if it's right for you. I know it's right for us, even if we're the only ones going out. I don't care. She's calling me back. Angel registration starts on July 8th and then general registration on July 13th. So
Feel
into that. I'm excited about it. The price is $1,165, 3 payments of $1,165 for a total of $3,495.
Or you could pay it all at once. You don't have to make 3 payments.
I was listening to late night television when I wrote this. It's like 3 easy payments of $1,165. I'm serious.
I know you were, actually. He's not kidding. What were they selling?
So please join us if it feels right for Timeless on the Nile. I'm excited about going back.
I am too.
Okay, so those are the upcoming events. Takes us through the end of the year.
I'm really excited about the Egypt thing. It's right.
Yeah. Like I said, even if it's just you and I, I'm excited. And then I get to drive the boat, too.
I hope not.
Okay. A couple of quick announcements on Awakening Zone. We have a new show with Veronica Torres called Conscious Creations with the Elohim. I know so many of you have read her books or read the channels. She's a real friend to Chambra. and we're delighted to have her as a host now on the Awakening Zone. And I believe it's a monthly show. Is that right, Jean? Yeah, monthly show. And
very
also
good.
In the Awakening Zone Academy, the great new program or product called Messages from Your Animal Spirit Guides. So this is kind of like
it's
the
like
Pakawa.
Okay,
but
okay.
Dr. Stephen Farmer takes you through a three-part series in how to really understand, you know, let's say if you're constantly seeing like a hawk, you know, and it just every time you turn around, there seems to be a hawk somewhere or a squirrel. Or lately we've had this beautiful deer in our yard.
Oh, incredible.
And I was out working in the yard the other day, and she was kind of following me around everywhere I went. She wouldn't let me get too close, but, you know, if I went to the other side of the property, she'd follow me over and stay about maybe 20, 25 feet away. Just lay down and eat and watch.
And then I came home, and as I'm driving down the driveway, I get this look from this deer like, what do you want, bitch? I got your man.
Actually, I was watching because I didn't want you driving in too fast, and I noticed, and she was like, really? Really? Don't you have some shopping you need to do?
She had a tune.
she did. Anyway, this is a great program, three-part series. And I forgot the price on it, but it's very reasonable. 50. Oh, that's really reasonable. Really? 50 per segment or 50 total? For the whole class.
Oh,
not even three easy payments, just one payment of $50.
No more late-night TV, honey.
Okay. Let's get now into Chambra News.
Sounds like Days of Our Lives or something.
It does. I like that. Do you want me to play it again?
No.
Okay. Couple of wonderful things happening. First of all, the award-winning Chambra magazine is now out. What would be the July issue?
Excuse me, who gave it that award, Adamus?
No, I did. I did. Every month I stand up here and mention it because there's great articles. This month has four beautiful articles, a lot of news and information. And every month I say, you know, it really should be an award-winning. But when the master has no awards, the master grants themselves the award.
You spent too much time in advertising. Too much late night TV.
Why wait for somebody to give you an award? Put it on yourself. Right? Award winning. And next month there's going to be three awards on there. Because Mark Ritter, who does all the design, is going to add an award. And Gene Tinder does the editing and writes an article, is going to add an award. Pretty soon we're going to be the world's most award winning magazine. It's so easy, this mastery thing. It's so easy. Why wait? Why?
So it's self-imposed. Got it.
Also, I'd let you know the new Mirabs are out. We recorded these back in May in Slovenia with Joham. This is my favorite of the series. This is volume 3. I love it. And part of it is just really getting into that Mirab energy. But partly the work that Davor Bazic, who owns the recording studio in Ljubljana, Slovenia, did. Beautiful job. So rich and warm. So there are six Mirabs in the set. You can buy the set or you can also buy them individually. I think the set is $75 and
yes.
The individual are $15. There's three from Adamus. There are about abundance, dream flight, and sensual well-being.
Mm.
And there's three from Kathumi. One is called Just Passing Through, which also includes an original song that he wrote. Second one called What Is Love? And then the third called Energize, kind of like energize, but
Kathumi
you,
is so endearing.
Oh, my goodness. They're fun. They're beautiful.
Oh.
A couple notes on them. Dream Flight, perfect if you have a hard time going to sleep at night. It is so boring.
Melodic.
But he actually...
Where's your advertising
He
words?
Actually takes you on an experience going beyond the regular dream state. It's really beautiful. He takes you into another dimension. And I know Jean has been testing, and she's a beta tester. And look how happy she looks. She's sleeping good at night. And sensual well-being is about awakening your sensuality, not necessarily your sexuality. What is love from Kuthumi, I think, is my favorite.
Pretty sweet.
It is so sweet. And it was so unexpected when we got into the studio. He mentioned something. He was going to talk about love, and I just didn't pay much attention to it. Once he started going and explaining his perspective of what is love, it was so sweet.
Really
so
sweet.
Beautifully sweet. If you need a little personal energy, like, you know, to go with your coffee in the morning, Energize is really fun and really good. So we do have a few samples I just played through.
I heard that they're up for awards.
Yeah. This is the...
Love endures through all time. Once love is experienced with another, it never goes away. It's always there. Love is everlasting. Love is when two beings recognize the soul of each other at the deepest, most intimate level, when there is the recognition of the I am from one being to another. Love is this beautiful moment of realization, one soul to another, and a knowingness that one day that realization of love can come from within you to yourself.
Next one is Dream Flight with Adamus. This is that sleepy one.
Dream Flight is a safe space. You can experience any type of floating, flying. You can go very smoothly and slowly. You can go very fast. You can simply hover in dream flight without any movement. And there's never a worry about falling in dream flight. Take a deep breath now as we enter into dream flight. As we enter into this realm, it's like having the wings of an angel. It's like being free of gravity. It's like dancing in the air.
Sleep at night. And then here's one more with
now another interesting thing happens as you're passing through at this point, as everything starts moving to you, everything else starts moving, an interesting thing happens. That's when you look back and reflect upon those loves that you've had, the simple joys of life. That's when you realize that, well, this is probably going to be your last experience, your last time on this planet. That's when you start to realize
how beautiful it's been. It happens because you realize now that you're just passing through. You're not held into place. You're not stuck. You're just passing through. That's when you can really start to appreciate everything. Music, art, creation itself. That's when you can start to appreciate all the loves and the lovers and the loving moments you've ever had. That's when you take a deep breath and you let that song come to you. That song that says, I'm just passing through. Listen for a moment. It's coming to you right now. Listen. That beautiful song, passing through. Passing through life. And I suppose it'll be your last time. Numerums, yeah. And the beautiful part of them is we recorded these, and it was all like on the fly. No rehearsal. The song that you just heard and not starting to sing. I was given the lyrics the night before from Kathumi, handed them off to Gerhardt the next morning and said, here, we got to do this. And we go into the studio and do each mirab in one take. All the way through, no rehearsal, no scripts, no song sheets. We had such a synergy in our energy. We sat down, got into that space, and just took it away.
But you and they were in the studio for 4 days.
Yeah.
5 days.
Well, because you have to reset the...
It wasn't like it just happened.
Well, no, you have to reset the equipment between each one, and then you're worn out, and you gotta relax. But when we did the takes, we did them... from the very start, there were no mistakes. There was no stopping halfway.
It flowed very beautiful.
Oh my gosh! And we were all of us were in a little recording studio area about this size, no glass wall separation. So it was very, very tight.
The loved ones are my favorite.
Yeah. So these are now available. I love them.
They're
okay.
Very, very nice. And you sound kind of Adama sounds kind of like Barry White.
Yeah, that dream flight, that'll put you to sleep. It really will. Okay, we're just about to take a break, but just a quick announcement about advanced studies.
I want to mention to you, we have this thing that we don't talk about a lot, but it's called advanced studies. And it's some of the most beautiful material that was ever done in some of the best workshops with Tobias and Adamus. And we have teachers that all over the world in many languages on almost every continent that teach these classes. And if you have any interest in exploring this beautiful material, we invite you to go to our website, crimsoncircle.com, to events, and you'll see the advanced studies area. And if there isn't a class in your area, we have such amazing fantastic teachers. If they can find a way to do it, they'll find a way to create a class for you or to come to your area if you work with them. So it's a very beautiful experience. We know that they do an incredibly good job because the surveys on their classes come back outstanding. And they're generally relatively small groups, so you are really benefited with hearing this beautiful material facilitated and supported by really wonderful Chambra that know how to create a truly safe space and allow a space for you to have the best potential experience. So please Some of these topics are incredible. Dreamwalker death, you will never, ever see life the same if you once experienced Dreamwalker death.
Right.
No, it's true.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and Journey of the Angels, it is unbelievable. Journey of the Angels is basically a synthesis of all the workshops that Tobias ever did. It was the last thing he channeled before he left. He wanted to put it all together, and it will blow your mind. It covers sort of the history of all that there is to consider. And invariably, I don't know a single person that's ever experienced it that wasn't blown away by some aspect of it that really got their attention. But each piece of material there is really, truly wonderful stuff. And I invite you to go to the website, look it up. There's information, and check it out. It's wonderful material, always available.
There's over 500 certified teachers worldwide in a variety of different languages. So if you're interested in any of the classes, there's probably a teacher close by or somebody that will come to you.
Exactly.
Okay, and before we go on break, just a quick look. Sometimes you got to be crazy to be Shambro, and sometimes, well, you just have to give yourself a license. I love this. It's a Nevada license plate. Just says Shambro.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of, there wasn't enough letters to spell it correctly, but we get the point. And then from Nebraska, I really love this.
Oh, I love that.
Could you imagine the looks you'd get driving down the road with a license plate like that?
I love it.
What the hell? What I thought was really interesting, it's a Nebraska plate, but if you look underneath, it says Nebraska.gov. I wonder if this is a government worker. It's like,
probably is.
Wow, wow. But anyway, Jean shaking her head no. Anyway.
But is that beer in the background?
Yeah, yeah.
I exist. I am a Budweiser.
It is time for our break. We'll be back in about 23 minutes to see what Adamus has to say. Restrooms are over here, food's over there, and if you go outside, there's picnic tables and more food back there.
Holy smoke.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you, everyone.